Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Yamakisha. How may I be assistance to you today?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Andy Burnell. And I called yesterday. On Wednesday, I did a subscription, which I didn't know, what it consists of. Okay, because I was going for a Shell gas card. And apparently, my credit card went to your program, a subscription of $59.98 a month. I emailed you, and I canceled it on the spot. I called you yesterday, and it says, and I got an email back of cancellation, but my $59.98, you took it away from my bank account.
Okay, sir. So can you provide me with a zip code so I can try to locate an account for you?
Yes, ma'am. 79936.
That was 79936?
Yes, ma'am.
And who do I have the pleasure of speaking to again?
This is Andy Burnell.
Andy Burnell. Like Andreas? Andreas?
Right.
Burnell. Okay.
Right.
And just for security purposes of the account, can you verify your mailing address for me?
11648 James Watt, El Paso, Texas, 79936.
Thank you so much for that information. Give me a brief moment to load your account information up. Okay, so I am seeing that the account is canceled.
Right.
Give me a moment to research. Okay, so I am seeing that it's just called that you called to cancel an account. I'm not seeing anything in regards to a refund to the account, but as the customer courtesy, I can refund your account for you. So give me a brief.
Thank
moment.
You. Appreciate it. Yeah, because as soon as I pushed that payment and it went through, I realized it and I emailed you. The next day I called and, once I canceled it, I was going to get my refund because it wasn't even a day when I sent the email. You know what I mean? It was a couple of minutes.
Yes, sir. Oh, okay, so your account was successfully refunded, the $59.89. Please do allow 3 to 5 business days for it to enter your account, depending on your bank.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I appreciate it. You have a nice day.
You're welcome. You too, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.